Well, good morning to you on a really frigid day. John, you're a wordsmith. Is frigid appropriate enough for this cold, or is that not even cold enough?
I don't know how much more frigid you can get than frigid.
I'm a fan of bone chilling.
See, bone chilling's colder than frigid.
It is.
Yeah, bone chilling is, you're right.
Takes your breath away type cold, like gut-punching cold.
It's brutal.
Gut-punchingly cold.
Yeah.
Like, it knocks the wind out of you. I don't know if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you. Because
I have. Yeah, I have.
Have you really?
No, I swear to God, I have.
Are you sure?
Yeah, a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, you know how that feels, how scary that
feels.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Yeah, this is cold enough to knock the wind out of you.
When you open up the back door, like before I leave in the morning to let Chaney out, just give him a quick walk, he just stands there and looks at me. He's like, seriously?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right? And I'm like, dude, you got
to
go.
Rhea, tell me if this makes sense to you as a mom. Yeah. I saw this one time. I was kind of amazed, but I don't know. This could go either way. Tell me if this makes sense. I saw it one time. Baby's crying in a restaurant.
Okay.
It's super cold out, but the baby and the mom are in the restaurant, and it's warm in there. Baby's crying in the restaurant. The mom walks the baby outside into the cold. The baby stopped crying.
Well, that's not
like
why.
It shocked the system.
That's not why she did it.
I don't know.
She's going for a walk with the baby.
I don't know,
the
man.
The movement helps the baby. You're not shocking the baby with cold to make the baby shut up.
Rhea, you're the one that's a mom here. Is that a theory or not?
John is the most,
you know,
the easiest.
I have three kids. Joe.
Yeah, John actually has a little bit more experience than me.
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
The best thing to do with a kid who's crying is you put them in the car and take them for a ride. 5 minutes later, they're out cold.
Okay.
It's movement.
All right.
Kids don't like, I took
it. So you think it was just the mom looking to do the walk thing, not the I'm shocking.
All of us. My brother and I used to go out to dinner, and we would ask them, like, if he had hit when his kids were little and then when mine, stagger our dinners. So that one can do the walk at the other one's.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to annoy everyone in the restaurant.
Correct.
Like, you feel super embarrassed that your kid is doing this stuff.
Well,
so you have to, like, take the kid out of the restaurant.
Why is this getting up on me, Ty?
Well, it's not. You're just wrong. So we're just telling you you're wrong. You know?
I was just asking, is that a strategy that could work?
Not just wrong, just completely clueless.
Asinine, really, is the word that comes to mind. Yeah.
It's like, all right, kid, you think you had it bad in here? Let's see how you deal with out there.
Yeah, that's not what she was doing.
I knew an owner of a restaurant. It's Ralph's. You know Ralph's Italian restaurant. I love those guys. When Clark was a baby, I was dying. I hadn't eaten in there in a long time, and I just wanted to go. I said, you know, put us upstairs. Well, he was fussing. The owner said, you mind if I take him around? He took him around doing the whole thing while we ate dinner. Clark had the time. He was like a year and a half, and the owner was great. I got to eat dinner.
That's a good owner.
He was like, he'll be fine with me.
That's good. So, that's good. That's good work
right
there.
It was awesome.
All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles in Washington, obviously, in 5 days. Joe in Bethlehem right now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
We're excited, man.
It's good to hear from you, Joe.
First off, I'm hoping that you do not have children in this. Your future, if that's your...
Well, I mean, you know, I think there's something about it that kind of makes sense, but I was also confused. That's why I
was
asking.
Throw the kid outside for a bit, all right? They're pretty annoying. Just throw him outside.
Well, I mean, Joe, isn't there an argument that it would...
Cold. Is it cold enough? Oh, yeah, it's really cold. Just throw him out.
Well, hold on, Joe. Arctic isn't there an argument that it would freeze the you can't cry... Because it's
when
too cold.
When your tears are frozen?
Yeah.
You can't cry with frozen tears,
oh, yeah,
child.
Yeah, a child would stop crying because you would think that would make him cry more.
I don't know. I'm asking for a friend.
What's really frightening, Joe, is I brought up my dog and you immediately went to kids.
Yeah, well, these things pop through my... These are the kind of things that go through my mind. Hello, Joe.
Crazy. So I'm pretty confident with the Eagles. Coming up this weekend, although, you know, there have been a lot of times in the past in championship games where they've been the better team and haven't really won.
Well, they were a favorite. They were a favorite three times in the 2000s. Yeah, and twice at home and three times favorite. So, you know, it happens. There's no question about it. No question.
The Tampa game.
Well, that was the worst. That was the worst of them. Yeah. In my opinion, in the opinion of most of us. Joe, give me a great answer, a scene in snow.
Okay, so I have two if my first one is not right. I'm going to go with The Empire Strikes Back, but I'm going to go with a different scene than Richie did.
Yep.
I'm going to go when the Empire is invading Hoth, and all of the troopers are down in the gullies waiting, and the gentleman looks through the telescope or the binoculars, and he sees the walkers coming at him. Ooh. As an 8-year-old kid seeing that for the first time, that was
I like it.
You're right.
I like it, Joe.
I love that,
man.
Too. It was so grandiose, yeah. Those Imperial walkers. I'd never seen anything like it, and it was so cool the way they had to work together to try to hog tie him.
Yep.
To take
I like
down.
That answer. Let's Me get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Happy Tuesday.
Indeed.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, Mike.
What's up, Doc?
Nope.
I went for it. James, I went for it. Mike, I
that
went for
disruptive.
It. That's all
you
right.
You did go for it, Jeff. You did go for
it's
it.
It's a classic.
I'm never going to hate on Bugs Bunny. It's what I grew up on, so I'm going to give you a pass on
Thank
that
you,
one.
Sir.
But Joe, I got to say, thank you for not fully turning the page on the game from this weekend, because I'm now just about there where I could start to look towards the Commanders game, because honestly, yesterday I was still in like shock mode. You know, I wasn't like fully grasping what had happened. It's almost like I feel like we all collectively were on a plane, that the plane started falling out of the sky, and then Saquon scores a touchdown, the plane kind of leveled off again, we were good, and we thought we were good, and the plane started falling again, and at the very last second, the plane had a nice smooth landing, and we were like, what just happened? And I feel like that was almost like the most positive kind of trauma you could actually have from a game is what we went
through. And Mike, here's the thing I'd say. It was somewhat similar to most Eagles games this year, that you know, it was tight and it was late and it hung in the balance.
This
is the one time you could be eliminated. Yeah, it's a totally different deal. Totally different.
Similar to every NFL game. It really is like
the way
football is.
Yeah, but Mike, I think the way, to John's point, but even like extra for the Eagles, how often they have played close games, I think probably helps them in close games. I mean, I put up on Twitter at halftime something like, I don't have the exact thing here, but like, I hope the Eagles are dealing with this better than I am, basically. Because I was freaking out. But I felt confident they would, because they have all year. And that's, you know, thank God.
And you're, you know.
No, I was a wuss. I admit it. But, I mean, come on, let's be real. Most of us were somewhere between highly concerned and freaking out. I mean,
Joe, that last drive, it was funny. Guys were saying yesterday, nobody was really kind of like comfortable on the couch. That last drive, I was laying face down on my floor with my head in my hands, like almost banging my head on the floor, saying, I can't believe we were just up 13 and we're about to lose this game.
Do you enjoy that process, lying on the ground and hiding your head? Joe, do you enjoy being so afraid?
Well, I wasn't holding my head. But
it sounds like you were in a similar boat. Like,
Mike,
you're so afraid.
Mike, you know what I had
about these possibilities that you rehearse in your head over and over, and you work yourself into a frenzy, worried about.
All right, Mike,
that never even come to pass.
Here's what I had in my back pocket. You can consider this sarcasm or not. Here's what I had in my back pocket if the Rams were going to score: Jalen in the passing game leading them down the field, and Jake Elliott making a big field goal. Do you believe me or not?
No. Zero. I don't believe in either of those things.
I mean, those were the two things. If the other team scored, the whole thing, because this isn't like I'm
Jalen
handling
with a bulky knee, no less, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
Oh, my God. Mike, give me an answer in snow. What's a great scene in snow?
You know what, Joe? I think this is because you profess to be a big Rocky fan. I think when you finally man up and you're going to propose, I think you should do it at the Philadelphia Zoo in front of Mr. Tiger in the snow. And that's how you're going to propose.
You know
Rocky
what?
Proposed to Adrian.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
Really good answer.
And especially because from Rocky One, when take her to the zoo, like he takes the insult from Rocky One and then proposes at the zoo, which I think is an underrated element.
You know what just
occurred
to me?
What?
The fact that we have the best odds to win the Super Bowl, shouldn't that make you, I don't know, further appreciate the quarterback?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about engagement. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to torture you.
Does it make me further appreciate the quarterback? Not much. I mean, I think they win largely because of others for the most part. So my position hasn't changed. And if anything, I think more people are...
The best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But would you agree that more people are moving my way than your way in this discussion? Because I've sensed that with the reaction the last 2 to 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
I think more people are concerned about Hurts now than they were a month ago. Yes or no?
I don't know what people are concerned about.
I think they're not.
I know that.
Well, we talk to hundreds of people every week.
Well,
and, you know. And then the text messages.
You are too concerned.
No, I know some people think that. James, the text messages you're receiving from friends and your sense of the phone calls, do you think more people are concerned now about him than they were? And I'm not talking about the knee, just him in general than a month ago.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but I don't think it's like a massive change, but I do think probably a little more, yeah.
I mean, look at Ray. Ray was hardcore in Jalen's court, whatever you would call it, up until about 2 weeks ago. And two straight interviews, he's expressed some pretty real concern. Now, let's get to something Ray said yesterday that's not about Jalen, like typical Jalen. It's knee injury Jalen and his concern as it relates to this game with Hurts. And of course, that's something that's, you know, just horrible luck. But I'll say this. I wish Jalen was better as a pocket passer because that would make him more effective in this game if he can't run much, which, of course, we don't yet know, but a lot of us have some doubts on. Here's Ray Didinger yesterday. This includes my question on the Hurts knee situation. If it's a sprained MCL, how much would that worry you?
A lot. A lot. Because I think if that really is what it is, and I hate to say it, but I think it is, it's a real concern. Because there are a lot of things that you would like to build into the game plan for this game geared towards his strengths and his normal abilities that you're probably either going to have to remove or you're going to have to think real long and hard before you call him, which are plays that involve him tucking the ball away and running it. If you really are at a point where, as a coaching staff, you just say, you know what, yeah, we just can't ask him to do that, now you're really taking a significant part of your playbook away, and that's a real concern.
So we'll see.
Well, I don't think it is that. I don't think that it's an MCL sprain.
What do you think it is?
I think he was afraid that his legs got rolled up the way that they did.
I don't buy that at all.
Well, I've been in that position many times myself. I know exactly how that feels, Joe, when your legs are caught in flexion, not extension, flexion, just like that, when you're rolled up.
But a quarter later, that would still affect your mobility?
No, if you put a brace on, then it might.
But he was affected.
Yeah, he was affected.
There's no question.
I just said, if you put a brace on, it affects your mobility.
So you think his mobility is affected primarily because of the brace?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're right.
That's optimistic.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, but I hope you're right. I would be surprised if that's accurate, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's something to obviously be. It's probably the most concerning element of this game. Do we all agree with
it's one like it's by and I said last game Jake Elliott was one of my and I'm still concerned about him.
Yeah,
Jalen's knee is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in my top 5 concerns for this game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Think
and
then, about and, what you're concerned about his toughness.
His ability to run, John.
Not about
I know he's going to play. I know he's tough as anything. My worry is that the injury's not as good as you hope it is, and that he can't run as effectively as he does because it changes the game.
I'm not worried about it. I am not worried about that this time of year with this injury, especially because he just played the last quarter.
Let me ask a question. Were you worried about Ranger going into the playoffs in October when he hadn't, when something was clearly off?
Sure.
Right? I mean, and then.
Sure. Jalen just played. He finished the game. He'll be able to get back out there and play the game. And I'm not worried about it.
By the way, James, let me say this. I think
part of playing football is playing injured. You know that, right?
But he's extra injured. You know that, right?
You don't know that.
But you also do understand that, forgetting what we know, that an injury can make a player play worse, right? An injury can make a player less physically able to.
Yes, of course.
Right, so isn't it possible that if it is a sprained MCL, if it is whatever, we don't know. He finished the game. He's tough.
I'll tell you this, James.
It could be something that makes him run less well. Like, it's just factual.
It could also be something that doesn't affect him.
Sure.
We could not know about umpteen injuries that he was playing through this entire year. We don't know.
But he had looked spry. He looked more spry than last year.
What we do know is that he has played through things that we never heard about.
But was less effective last year when he couldn't run as well.
Sure.
And this year, he's been pretty spry.
And this year, we just saw him break one for 44.
Right, before the injury.
I'm telling you, I think he can still do that even if he's injured.
I'll be surprised, but I hope you're right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe in Telford. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Joe? Let's go, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S. You hear my voice? I was at that game. That snow, baby, coming down. That was amazing. Take one's first run. That was amazing. The second run, unbelievable.
Good man.
And to the guy who I fell into in the stands at 200, I apologize. I really apologize. That was not my intention. Go, Birds! Go, Birds! Let's go!
All right,
Joe.
I love it. Hey, Joe, wait, quick question. Joe, are you going to the game? You going to the game on this upcoming Sunday?
I'm on Ticketmaster right now waiting for 10 o'clock. So if I can get them for cheap, I'm going to try and go.
10 o'clock for everyone listening. I mean,
it was weird hearing him talk in his normal voice there. I was like, wait a minute.
Joe, you won't want me to say this, but I'll say this for the good of everyone else listening. 10 o'clock today is when the limited number of tickets. I know you're cutting me off. The limited number of available tickets go on sale. But Joe, good luck to you. All right, give me a scene in snow.
Home Alone.
Need a scene.
The scene where he's coming back with the groceries.
Okay.
You got it, buddy. Joe, good luck in the quest for the tickets.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
All right, pal.
Good
appreciate luck, that, man. All right, let's get to Christina. Christina, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Christina.
So, I hate to even side with him. I'm so sorry, guys, but there is something about the cold when it comes to the babies.
Wow. Score 1-4.
Death Hammer!
All right, the floor is totally yours, Christina.
Death Hammer!
Go ahead.
I knew I was going to slightly regret this, guys. unfortunately for us, my son, he kept having colic episodes, which is a little bit heightened as far as the crying is concerned, but Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, guys, they told me, hey, if he gets colic, the best thing to do is for him to breathe in that cold air. It helps with the inflammation of the lungs and the throat and everything, and it soothes them. So believe it or not, there is something about the cold air when these kids are crying.
God bless you. God bless you, Christina.
I don't think the polar vortex is the way to go, though, all right? So I don't want to get sued here, but just saying.
Listen, here's the pecking order.
I don't buy that in any way, shape, or form. Sorry.
Pecking order of brilliance, Christina. Your doctors, you, me. But that was reverse order.
I know. Also, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, guys. You know, I never thought that they would tell me to do that, but there I was.
You've made my day. All right, Christina, give me... John is speechless over here.
I never had a colicky baby, so I don't know if that makes a difference, but I...
Oh, my gosh. Count yourself lucky. It is the scariest thing, man. Oh, brutal. Not fun.
I had one 2007. I didn't sleep until 2009.
That's brutal.
With that colicky baby.
I've heard
I wish
about
I
that.
Would have known about this take them outside and freeze them out thing, because I really don't think I slept. I really don't think I slept more than a half an hour. And I think she was doing it on purpose. I think she was messing with me every single night.
All right, Christina, you can win the $150 gift card. Give us a great scene in honor of the Eagles' glorious victory in the snow, a great scene in the snow.
I'm hoping nobody said this, all right? Here we go. One of the best shows of all time, The Sopranos, the Pine Barrens episode.
I was waiting all show for it. I could win.
Well, give me a scene.
And
I need
Polly,
a...
Yep. And they're out in the Pine Barrens, and they're thinking like the Chechen sniper guy is after them, and just the antics. And it was under critical acclaim as that considered the highlight of the entire series. So
yep, I get
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with that one.
All right, Chris. Now, real quick, before we get James, did she say a specific moment from that show? There's so much noise there. Are you saying like the ketchup packet or whatever that was, or
no?
You can't give me a whole show.
They're in the snow and they're on the phone and they're not understanding the phone
call. I gotcha.
Yep. They think it's a Chechen.
Yes. The phone call. Yes. Okay. Good deal. That is a great answer. There's many scenes from that hour you could have said. I mean, when Paulie's shoe falls off, that's classic. And then when they're eating like the ketchup pack or whatever the heck that was. All right, a lot of good stuff. Good answer. 45 years since John Lennon was alive. How about that? 1980, right?
I think so.
Yeah, 1980.
Didn't expect to have that morbidity in our mind today.
Well, you could have taken it anywhere, and you decided to go there when you were John Lennon.
That and Elvis.
Sorry. You remember when Lennon died?
I remember being...
So you were young.
I remember, I was six.
And you remember Elvis at the age of...
Elvis must have been 77?
He was. Right? I think 77. And you were three?
Three?
Yeah, three.
And you remember it?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also remember my dog Nikki was having a seizure. I think that's why I remember that day so well.
Wow.
Because I was really scared. I didn't know what was going on. We had a Brittany Spaniel that had epilepsy.
I'm sorry.
I'd never seen it. And that day, the day that Elvis died, she had a seizure. And I remember that more than Elvis dying, but I remember that Elvis died that day.
Wow. That's okay. That's wild. Time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. Let's listen to what Sirianni said to the guy. By the way, James, I agree with what your assessment was. Sirianni's answer is pretty definitive there. In the moment, talking to him, I didn't hear it as clear as he stated, Ree, in your update that,
finish the game.
Expect Jalen to play. Yeah.
They're proceeding with the idea that he's going to play.
Yeah. All right, let's get to something Sirianni said not earlier today to us, but Sunday night. To the players in the locker room after the Eagles got the victory. Here's what he said to the guys.
Hey, we knew that could be tough, right? You get this far, they're going to be tough. And there were some hard moments in that game. But we embraced the adversity and we have found a way. That's all that matters right now. That's all that matters right now. How about that championship defense? Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Defense. We talked about hitting Stafford. We hit him from the beginning all the way to the end. That was an unbelievable job. All right, unbelievable jobs. Guys, we were able to run the football and the conditions, and we found a way. Right? All that did for me, besides put this chain on me, thank you, Chauncey, is made me hungry as I'm so hungry. And I know you guys feel the same way. I love you guys. All right, let's go do this. We got business to finish. We got business to finish.
That's good stuff. That's Sirianni Sunday night. Of course, the game's coming up in 5 days. All right, so another thing from the interview, he was very declarative that Jake Elliott will be his kicker Sunday versus Washington. That's our Twitter poll question of the day. Not whether he will be, but whether he should be. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, who should be the Eagles kicker versus Washington? John, obviously here on our program today, I'm the only person saying switch kickers. The three of you are saying stick by him. How do you think the poll results came in online?
Well, I just don't know on this one. I think everyone's so incredibly frustrated, people probably want him out. So maybe 60% say switch him.
They don't want him out. 78% want him kept. I'm surprised it's that high. I mean, obviously,
even though 75% of this room wanted him kept, it's basically just what our room is.
Here's what I'm surprised at with John. Here's
an accurate depiction.
Yeah, here's where I'm surprised, John, the way you land on this answer. Like James and Ray, you guys are concerned. Everyone's expressed that. Can't not be. But John, you've expressed like extreme concern and frustration, and yet you're saying stick by him.
I am so concerned, but I don't believe. I think. Had you brought the other kicker in a month ago, gotten him just familiar with the
surroundings. I just don't think that matters that much.
I've just watched so many kickers come in at this stage, not quite this stage, late in season.
Yep.
And it's a nightmare. I mean, I as a player, when that kicker comes in, I would always expect, 50%, we're out at practice like, holy cow, I can kick better than this dude.
And possibly because they're just a free agent and they're not one of the best.
Sure, but my experience is very negative. And look, when I was in Oakland, before we drafted Sebastian Janikowski, it was a turnstile at the kicker spot. And no one was good.
Sometimes it works, though. Jake Elliott came out of nowhere and
worked.
I mean, the Dicker guy, whatever his name
is. Worked for him.
Yeah.
But that's the exception. That's not the rule. I believe our kicker is struggling through something right now. But deep down, he's still got something more than those other guys off the street.
Well, I don't know that.
There's something he can lean into, the familiarity that those guys cannot. And this is being that it is tough here. I mean, it is really tough. We know during warmups, whoever this kicker is off the street, he's going to have a tough time.
Remember,
he's going to face some scrutiny.
Remember what Ross said last week to us
Picks
about warmups?
Special kind of guy.
That he was seeing Jake Elliott.
I know. And that's,
I'm shocked that you're staying by him. I'm shocked by it.
I'm sticking by him because I've seen what it looks like when you bring just anyone, even if he's been successful
but we've also seen
off the street in the season.
All right, fair enough. I'll just say this. We've also seen, though, Jake Elliott miss a lot of kicks lately.
And you just have to hope. Have to hope he figures this
out. Well, all right, we asked the same poll question last week, literally on a Tuesday, 7 days ago. Same question. You know, Jake Elliott or door number two. Last week, 84% said Jake Elliott. This week, 78%. So, yeah. You know.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jay right now in Princeton. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, team.
What's up,
Great
Jay?
Great day. Great day on Sunday. I was there the week before as well. Just a couple of between-the-lines things.
Yep.
Was in the beer tent down in the red zone to the right of your booth. The broadcast booth, and Dave Spadaro and Trey Thomas were in there beforehand. It was great.
Nice.
Bumped into some Rams fans. It was a blast. They were wishing everybody luck. And one guy said to me, you know, you people have been great, which is nice to hear. So that's one thing. They were getting crushed here and there as well.
Sure, sure.
Hey, we were at the red zone end, just a little aside. We could not see the other end of the field in the second half. People were turning around to watch the screen behind us.
Mm.
It was snowing so hard.
Yeah.
But great win. And by the way, good decision making. I mean, we talked a little bit about the coaching last week and how great a coach McVay is. But Nick did a great job. Other than the mumbling when we didn't do something at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Anyway.
I didn't like that at all.
I agree. Yeah. But I get it. But I think they were into the wind at that point. So maybe he thought to himself, well, I can't throw the ball. He's not going to throw the ball 50 yards into this.
Look, there's a couple things. It's also let's be real. If Jake Elliott was old Jake Elliott, you might be more inclined to go for it. But it's like,
maybe.
You know, do I even... I mean, that has to be part of the metric that you're considering.
Right.
Has to be.
I think you're right. He did kick.
But I still think he should have tried. I mean, I think it would have been 23 seconds left, if I remember, if they'd called the timeout after the, what was it, second down sack?
Yeah.
And they were like around midfield, something like that.
And he just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I thought that was too cautious.
Yeah, there was a lot of murmuring, but generally, yeah.
I thought that one was
so consistent. It's so consistent that we are unimpressive to end the first half. The great teams, you look at Kansas City, look at the Patriots with Tom Brady. You look at the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. It was like clockwork. They would somehow manipulate it so they'd get it the last minute of the first half, score on you, and then they'd get that second half kickoff too, and they'd take it down and score on you too. Situationally, that two-minute offense, the hurry-up offense at the end of the first half, that's part of the whole equation that made those teams consistently great.
And my recollection, and we could look this up, and I'm pretty sure I got it right.
Peyton Manning also.
Well, for sure. 2017 Eagles, NFC Championship game, 14-7 Eagles with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the Eagles scored not once but twice in the final 2 minutes. And so by the time halftime came, instead of being 14-7, it was 24-7. And then the Eagles scored early in the third quarter and the game was over.
Yep.
So I do think that was a mistake the other day. Jay, give me an answer. Best scene ever in snow.
I can't believe nobody has said this. The opening scene of Invincible.
So that game when they're oh, I thought the opening scene he's playing tackle football with his buddies.
No, the opening scene they come across the vet. They look into the stadium and the guys are losing 31-0 to somebody, and the guys are booing.
Okay.
I guess it was McCormick. So. I that's a real Eagle scene.
You got it, Jay. I appreciate that call. Okay, I mean, I really thought the opening scene was Mark Wahlberg playing tackle football with his buddies, but maybe I'm out of sequence. Either way, answer applies. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
What I believe is the best scene in Snow hasn't been said yet, and I'll be curious if you guys agree or not with me. Now, you have to have seen this to know, but pretty epic, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Yeah, you know, the camera's right on this with Jake Elliott. I mean, you know, I know callers call in and they're like, oh, he only missed extra points. I mean, if he hits them extra points, we're up by 8. And if the Rams do score, they have to go for 2 and to tie it up, and it would go into overtime. Tell you what, Mr. Joe DeCamry's right.
DeCamry!
Well, time's yours.
Look, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm right. They may win anyway, but I just don't feel like playing with that fire.
What does everybody think about trying the tush-push with somebody else, like Calcaterra or... is it Johnny Wilson? I don't know. We got to try something else, especially with Jalen's knee. And I saw Baltimore doing it the other night, and it just didn't seem like a bad idea. Wondered what your thoughts were.
Not if his knee's good enough to be decent.
And his power is what makes it work.
It is. You
well,
know,
if
you,
the
you
knee,
know,
yeah, it's all yeah. about the knee, though.
You know what's also a major advantage? And other teams are starting to realize this because they're doing it more. And I think, man, this is weird. I do think sometimes they should have forward progress blown dead earlier. He can't be down. There's too many bodies.
Exactly.
Like, he literally just crowd surfs over humans while other people push him. It's almost impossible for his knee or his elbow to hit the ground because there's
like. That's the beauty of it.
It is, but it's a little bit. Look, you guys know I want the Eagles to run it as much as they need to, but I also don't think it should be allowed.
But you're offended by it at the same time.
I just don't.
Can't believe you're now realizing.
No, I've said
the crowd surf
no,
part
I
is
know,
objection,
I,
objectionable for you.
Like, well, I've told
I
you the whole
thought that was like the beauty of the whole thing. Like, holy cow, it's a cheat. Like,
it's cheating.
Yeah, we've taken the backdoor route to figuring out, like, we can't be tackled.
Right. And by the way, I think people have a sense of this, but if you don't know, they almost always run it to the left. It is almost always behind Dickerson and Malata. It's at Dickerson, and Malata crashes in, and like, it's a Dickerson-Malata thing is where they go almost every time.
You know, I don't know if people were just thinking like the Commanders are just, you know, nothing and we're going to just blow right by them. Let's not forget, hey, these two games we had were no pushovers, for goodness sake. And we're going to come on and people are going to call in, oh, we're gonna kill the Commodores. No, we're not.
The Commodores. Is that,
that's what Hugh calls them.
Yes,
he does.
Hugh calls them the Commodores, yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? Their whole thing is just such a mess. But Josh Harris is a freaking hero down there, which irritates me. That's a whole other matter.
Commode is a funny word.
We can call
that
them
my dad used to use for toilet. Like, that was the word my dad used.
Yeah, let's call them the commodes.
Commode is funny.
I like that.
Yeah, but
Commodores is
it really does
Lionel
look
Richie.
Close to Commanders.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Boy, when my kids were young, they were really ornery. So much so, I almost moved to Tornado Alley so I could take them out in a tornado to shut them up. Jeez, Joe. Don't have kids. Find yours.
Listen, apparently I wasn't wrong. It wasn't even me. I was just saying something I observed, and I wondered if that was...
Well, it seems like it's just using colic for colic.
Okay,
kids.
So do you guys...
No,
back
no
your
doctor
criticisms?
Ever recommended
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never heard it. No. We have one woman's word.
Are you going to apologize to me, James?
No, I. What do we know that Christina was
no,
right? How do I know Christina was right?
Didn't you look it
Christina
up on the internet?
Be your sister.
Did you look it up
don't
on the internet?
Someone tweeted in and said that they had a colicky kid.
Okay.
They did it. The internet does not advise it. The National Health Service says many other things, including taking a warm bath is one of the options to quiet a crying kid, but cold is not one of the options, according to the National Health Service.
For what's right. Well, with that said, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Too risque to go commoders?
I don't know what that means.
Well, like it would be someone who actually
goes to the bathroom?
Yeah, uses the commode. A commoder.
I just like the commodes.
Washington commodes.
No, I like commodes because they are the toilet.
But if you're a commoder, you're using the toilet.
No, I understand. Rhea, what is more of an insult, being called a toilet or a
toilet
communist?
User.
Or a toilet user.
Or a communist.
All right, Jenna Cameron, the toilet here.
Well, that's...
I think a toilet. I do.
Toilet
I do
is worse than toilet user is worse than communist.
Yeah. Well, everyone has to use the toilet, but I mean, to be the toilet?
We can all just agree that Commanders is the dumbest name ever.
It's really stupid.
I think commodes is
And isn't there talk
worse.
They might go back to the yes. you know, the original?
Yeah, now that I've trained my brain not to ever say it.
Wow. So then we go back. So then what's the protocol in society with that one? Cancel culture? Yeah.
Commodes.
We get canceled
commodes
on that one?
Is I mean, what you go with.
And by the way, how do the Braves still do the chop?
I mean, it's unbelievable. It blows my mind every time
I'm not Mr. Cancel Culture guy. I think society's gone way too far. But I do think that chop thing is really outrageous. I really do. I mean, it's, you know. All right, let's turn to quickly. We're looking to move fast. We're looking for the best scene ever in the snow. I do think the best answer is still available. Susan, we're moving fast. Susan, give me a scene.
The Godfather 2, where Michael and Fredo were in the solarium, and he's calling them out on his betrayal.
So, I'm smart, too. Not like they say, Mikey.
All right. I don't remember the snows outside.
Is there snow outside
like,
in it?
I'm your older brother, Mikey.
I'm your older brother, Mikey.
Okay. I mean, look, it's a very
I'm
notable
smart,
scene.
Too. It's an amazing scene. I don't remember the snow outside. They're in
I
a room.
I don't remember the snow
They're
at
definitely
all.
In a room when it happens.
Because he gets shot not long after that, and there's no snow out there in the lake.
I don't think there. I don't.
The snow is such an unimportant
part. All right, Seltzer, you got to look that one up, because that one could be a winning answer. It's a massive scene in movie history.
Massive scene, but the snow lack of involvement is important.
It is lack of involvement.
It's total non-involvement.
I agree. I'm Xing that one out because it has nothing to do with the scene, even if it's there.
Yeah, it's a great scene, but I just can't combine
so
the
it
two.
So it is there
like
in the background. I can't tell if it's rain or snow. It does look like there is some snow in the background.
But
for
John's
it's
right.
It's I not agree. It's not part of the scene.
Yeah, it's out there, but outside. All right. Mm-hmm. Sean, give me an answer, Sean. Best scene in snow. Sean is...
Silent Sean.
All right. And then finally, Al. Al, you get the last crack at it.
It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart.
That's a big one. I was waiting for that all show. So the very end when he's running through Bedford Falls all happy.
Hold on. He didn't say that part. You gave him that answer.
Well, we're moving fast. I knew where it was.
You're
going.
Right.
Al, that's where you were going, right, buddy?
Correct.
All right. We
sure.
Good answer.
I'm bet he was. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me tell you what should have been the winning answer. And you guys might not have seen this, but if you did, you might remember how exceptional it was. In Band of Brothers, they have a tremendous whole episode. The whole thing is the fight at the Battle of the Bulge, which happened in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Patton's Third Army. It's like the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, but it's in the snow. It's really
intense.
Also,
yeah.
Kill Bill
and
the
very
snow
important
should have been
in world
said,
history.
Too. Like, I mean, that scene in the snow is amazing in Kill Bill.
Right, look,
I would have voted for that.
You guys are going to know these. All right, you guys vote. I'm staying out of this because a lot of these I haven't seen or don't know well enough. So, Buddy the Elf, the snowball fight.
I feel like it's The Shining.
All right, The Shining's a big answer. Mm-hmm. The Fargo answer got a lot of
that's
reaction.
That's another really good one,
Brandon
too.
Graham said The Shining is his favorite movie, too.
I think we go with it, then.
I like The Shining.
Rocky IV training. Couple Home Alone answers.
Siberia.
Sopranos and the Pine Barrens.
That's another great one, too.
The Seltzer Shining was the first one I thought of.
You want to go with The Shining?
When you said
Shining?
I'm good with The Shining, yeah.
All right, JB, congratulations, my man. You're going to win the $150 gift card.